Fax Me, If You Can, der Podcast von Alino Sullivan.
Fax Me, If You Can. Heute Lviv, die neue Partnerstadt von Frankfurt in der Ukraine. Aline ist mit frischen Eindrücken gerade mal so zurück aus der neuen Partnerstadt von Frankfurt, Lviv, im Westen der Ukraine. Selbsterklärend, das ist eine besondere Partnerschaft, ganz klar. Aline, wie hast du Stadt und Menschen dort erlebt? We'll be switching to English in 5 seconds, but now for starters, wie war's?
Es war tatsächlich, wird man vielleicht nicht denken, glaube ich, aber es war sehr schön. Also es war eine ganz großartige Eröffnung zur europäischen Jugendhauptstadt, sozusagen Verleihung dieses Titels an Lviv. Und es war wahnsinnig schön, weil das Hauptprogramm vor allem gestaltet worden ist von jungen Menschen, die Hoffnung haben und immer zwischen diesen zwei Welten von der Realität des Krieges und gleichzeitig der unermüdbaren Hoffnung auf ein besseres, ein friedliches Morgen ihr Leben dargestellt haben. Es war wirklich sehr inspirierend.
Aline, wir haben einen Gast zugeschaltet, Andriy Moskalenko, den hast du kennengelernt in Lviv. Andriy spricht kein Deutsch, deshalb, wie gerade schon angedeutet, Fax Me If You Can, this time in English. Andriy, pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, great to see you. Thanks for the invitation to be together with you.
Aline, maybe you do the honors and introduce our guest a little
sure.
bit.
So, Andriy, we met last year in, I suppose, September it was, when we came to visit you in Lviv. Actually, we met before that in May in Frankfurt, when you came for the initiation of our city partnership between Lviv and Frankfurt. And you also are a deputy mayor. Maybe you'd like to talk more about your portfolio in a minute. And we met because we were kind of both tagging along with our mayors. And we met at the opening of the European Youth Capital. And it was such an honor to see that you were actually one of the people that were leading this application for the European Youth Capital and to see what has come from it and to see everything that is going to happen from now on. So really great to connect with you. And thank you also for always taking the time for us.
So, Andriy, establishing a city partnership in times of war, I can only imagine the complications coming with it. How difficult was it, actually?
This collaboration, it's very important because Lviv, a few words maybe at the beginning, so it's that city which is right now a big hub for our injured and wounded Ukrainians. From one side, from another side, it's a big hub for different technologies. And so it's before full-scale invasion, so we had more than 300 IT companies. So it's a very used city with huge legacy because in our city center in UNESCO heritage list from one side, but from another side, it's more than 25% of all our residents, they are students. And so it's very like a student city. And so we have special mission. And so this special mission during this difficult wartime, so it's to help our Ukrainians from another cities, to hold them, to help and to do everything what we can do from our side in order to win.
For those, Aline, who don't know and are not familiar with the city of Lviv, it's roughly the size of Frankfurt, I guess, 700,000, I think. So Frankfurt is a little bigger. But as Andriy mentioned, it's a student city as well. So what else strikes in the matter of comparison?
I think maybe Lviv is a bit more of a student city than Frankfurt. Our demographics are not quite the same. You're a very young city in comparison to us, but I think that goes for the country of Ukraine in comparison to Germany overall. I think what very
are you jealous?
Sometimes.
Because we're also old here in Frankfurt.
Yes, but there's enough students to keep the city young enough, you know. But I think what really connects Lviv and Frankfurt is the fact that you have so much culture in your city. I think that is something that's quite significant to Frankfurt actually also. And I think the fact that you've expanded and really focused on, as you just said, the IT branch that we were allowed to visit in September too and get to know a bit better with your IT cluster, for example, that is something where Frankfurt with, you know, fintech at least growing is going towards that direction. And then I also think with the significance of all the, you mentioned it, the UNESCO heritage, the fact that Lviv is such an old city and it's so beautiful. I think that is something where possibly architecture-wise, Frankfurt in parts can get close to where Lviv is with regards to how historical many parts of our city two are. And I think the will to be international and to look beyond borders is something that has always struck me as a very significant thing whenever I came to visit. And from what I see also on your great social media performance.
Yeah, so I will add that. So also, I thank for your visit recently to our city. You know, it was that few important days of like establishing Lviv like a European youth capital 2025. And so it was really important for us because a lot of right now young, a lot of youth, young specialists, so they are working in a city hall. And so particular my experience was that I was started from internship in a city hall. And after it, so it was like a special, sorry, I'm not alone today.
So the city cat.
Yeah, it's our city cat mayor. He's also joining me. And it was very important that they can be work in a different institutions. And so we want to focus them to show that they are needed in a developing country. And it's really important. And so that's coming back to last year when we signed agreement. So Lviv is also very, like mentioned, tech and so big economy center for our country. And so we, thanks for this collaboration. And so we'll work on this science edit. And because right now we have a lot of issue in this. And so about also youth exchanges. And so it's really, really important what really matters today.
It's very striking. We've been talking about democracy evolving on a local level, first and foremost. And as a youth capital, I think the youth exchange plays a dominant role in this part before we come to the tech factor and exchanges between universities and stuff like that. What would you think, how hard is it to organize for youth exchange? We've been talking about challenges doing this with Philadelphia in the last episode of Fax Me If You Can. But even harder, I think it's in a war-torn country to organize the youth exchange. What are the ideas around that?
So I know because I was there about 2 or 3 months ago that we had a youth exchange with a school from Lviv, with the Anna Schmidt Schule here in Frankfurt. And so students and three teachers from Lviv actually came to have the kids live with host families and get to know life in Frankfurt. And also for, and I think that's maybe even more important for the kids in Frankfurt to understand what the realities of youth in Lviv currently and in the past has been. I think that's kind of the beauty of youth exchanges. You get to dive into someone else's life in a different country, in a different city. And I think it must have been, from what I've seen also, significant for the young individuals to be able to have a conversation with a young person from the Ukraine in these extraordinary times, because so often these discussions and, you know, where young people oftentimes get their information from social media and can be very abstract or far away in comparison to what it's like to actually speak to a person face to face. So, of course, we're waiting until the Ukraine has won the war so that we can also send Frankfurt kids to Lviv. And I think I really look forward to that because I think the visit back is also something that is very significant and stays with you for a very long time. And that's what's great about youth exchanges.
Fingers crossed for that. Most definitely, Andre, right?
Thank you. Thank you. So we have in our city approximately 100,000 children who come to school almost like every day. And so we have this offline education. For us, it's really important when the full-scale invasion started. So we had approximately more than 4 million Ukrainians who moved through Lviv. And so, of course, at that time from February to August, so in the schools was spaces for our Ukrainians from another cities. But after September 2022, so we restarted offline education. And so when we have the sergeant, so the children come to the shelters, so they stay there. And so we, you know, every time when somebody have worries how to come, so we say, okay, 100,000 children come to shelters, so they come every day to school. You know, because it's over time, it's also about education and the culture. And so it's quite important and needed not to waste this time, you know, that every day counts. And so we have to, that children will have like a normal education, how it should be. And so it's, I think for these exchanges, because, you know, it's really important to understand the situation widely and to have one of our mission of Youth Capital is to have contacts from youth from the beginning. I don't know, from the last form in a school or first courses in university, because I every time mention that in 20 years they will be ministers, mayors, owners of companies, and so they will know each other. So it will be, you know, too simple to solve them some troubles or some new challenges. And so we do believe in it.
Andre, we have a few fixed segments in this podcast. One of them is called, basically, if I translate on the fly, where we come from, where we are, where we're headed.
Was war? Was kommt?
And, of course, we need to address the elephant in the room, so-called allies who have been allies for a long time and suddenly seem, not that much anymore to be allies. What's a game changer in that for you? What's your perception in a few sentences? I'm not naming names, as you recognize.
So, you know, the main focus of us right now is to work a lot and to unite people around all what we can do the most in order to gain the win of our country. Because I just come back from the funeral, so unfortunately we have everyday funerals. Today we pay tribute to our heroes, and so almost every day we have funerals. And so we know how the big cost of independence, and so we know that enemies, he don't want to have the froze, he don't want to have, like, it don't stop, he simply want to destroy. And so it can be named in different words, but the task only one. And so we have to be strong. So we have to be united with the strong, our cities, countries, and people who support us. And so only in this issue, so we can win. And so, you know, we really do appreciate for each coming to our city, our colleagues, and especially colleagues from Frankfurt, and this collaboration. It really matters. It really matters for a lot of people. And so only in, I call this like empathy. Yeah, when you come and you feel in the city, you can understand that. So it's, you can right now walk across the streets and you will see good weather, a lot of people. But like it was in Sumer recently, last weekend, so it also was good weather. People had some plans, but in 1 minute can be Russian missile, which has changed a lot and so killed a lot of people. So we have to be united, we have to be strong, it's only one way.
Aline, was war, was ist, additions?
Yeah, I think what's so remarkable is that now there's so many choices that can be made. And so far, I think there's more that can be done. But if we talk about having empathy, as you say, with one another on the local level, seeing other deputy mayors, seeing their citizens, we were at one of the funerals last year and seeing grandmothers, mothers, sisters, you know, lose a family member. And to us, it's a delegation trip and we go home and we're safe in Frankfurt. But to them, it's earth shattering and it changes their lives forever. And to really be there and to take the time to acknowledge the reality of what's happening whilst so many people that are in power, be it on the national level, on the European level, can so cozily sit, you know, in negotiation rooms and think about how are we going to support the Ukraine? Are we going to support the Ukraine? I find it really important to be there. And when the opening of the ceremony took place, I was very happy to see that there were so many representatives of the European Parliament, of the European Council, the European Commission. And actually, I was in Brussels and I spoke to Glenn Mikalev, the Commissioner for Culture and Youth, and we spoke about something entirely different. But at the end of the meeting, I mentioned to him that I saw him in Lviv. And he mentioned to me first the Unbroken Center and how impressed he was by what you've put together in such short time, such a holistic approach to support people that have fought in the front lines and that have different injuries. Some you can see, some you can't. So really taking the approach and supplying prosthesis and also supplying like the therapeutical, psychological support that is needed, as in like the vulnerabilities you can see, doing that. And he was so impressed by that. And I thought, yeah, that is really a best practice, honestly, for so many medical centers all around the European Union, actually, not just for the Ukraine. And I think we can learn so much from what you are having to go through. And at the same time, he also mentioned being at the Marsfield Cemetery. And that's, I'll just explain quickly, it's a cemetery that in Lviv, that's where the soldiers go that have died in the war that are from Lviv. And I think it's that's why it's so important to be there and see things with your own eyes, because that is where you can actually have the empathy that goes beyond reading an article or watching an interview and actually seeing what the reality of the people is, because it sticks with you, you know. And when I was there last year and this year, being at the Mars field and seeing that there's, I actually asked your colleague, Tatiana, how many more, especially young people, have died. And she said it would be about 300 or 350 more since then. And, you know, those are all people who are part of a family or part of a friends group. And to really be able to see an individual for what their life was and what the life of those they've left behind is, I think that is something we need to be aware of when we talk in such abstract terms as in peace and war and Russia's aggression and missiles. It's really, there's so much more behind it. And I think what was significant too, I'll just add towards the end, is that one of the organizers from the European Youth Capital, she was one of the ones that passed away like 2 weeks before we actually came to visit you, when Russian missile actually hit a civilian house in Lviv. And it was so noticeable in the presentation of the young individuals that that is so much part of their lives. So I think we really need to get into the, what does that actually mean, and move away from big terms that don't actually describe the individual reality that everyone is going through in the Ukraine.
Yeah, many thanks for that. And I think that the takeout is, first, it's all about story. It's about really witnessing what is going on the ground, which you did actually, and Andrei does basically on a daily basis, of course. One takeout might also be that Europe appears to be finally buckling up to fill the gaps. But turning our attention to the other field that Andrei already mentioned, talking about the economy, talking about tech, talking about exchange on a scientific level, I'd be very, very interested in learning a little bit about what is in the pipeline in this partnership between Frankfurt and Lviv.
We have in our city more than 10 big universities. So we have very active vocational schools. And so a big advantage of today's attention for us is that we have maybe the shortest time between innovation and implementation on different areas, because time pushing on us. And so it matters that right now we are so highly, and so we just recently launched in our Unbroken Center of Competence in Research in Brain. So we very close to opening two more new centers, which will work on research and collecting data on medtech also. And we right now even like a launch initiative on Unbroken University, which will work on collecting data on research and develop, and also on a postgraduate level. And so we are right now very close. And so we just during recent visit talked about some collaboration in this. And so it's really that what we are ready to build bridges. And so we will do this because, you know, we have seeing such good close communication. And so it really really matters for us. And so we are ready to exchange about this, because we also never faced with such a lot of combat trauma. So if you talk about healthcare, but it's also about food, it's also about defense tech, it's also about some different types of lunch and enterprises, etc.
Yeah, I mean, especially in the field of healthcare, I think our region has a lot to offer and a lot of demand at the same time. So it does make an awful lot of sense, right?
I think so. And I mean, we have a big pharma industry here in Frankfurt, here and around Frankfurt. And I think crisis always, you know, pushes innovation and research. And I think everything that you're learning and going through and all the statistics that you are able to create because you're collecting so much data can actually be extremely valuable for everything that comes after that and for people everywhere in the world. So I think really learning from what you're actually doing research with the different universities, I think if I remember correctly, when I asked in the Unbroken Center about the psychological trauma and the different types of therapy that you're offering, you were working with the University of Prague and Yale, I think. I'm not sure. It's probably different universities for different areas. But I found that astonishing, because everyone profits off of the great work that you are, in fact, having to do right now, also with regards to research.
Yes, we right now established this excellent center for research in brain. And also we also launched like a new protocols in a working with that. So it's like a big our team who work on mental health, but right now they're starting to work on that who was under captivity. And so Kat just joining us. It's completely new for us. It's like a prosthetics. So we never focus like a municipal hospital. And so right now we have really great one specialist. And so we know how it works, what doesn't work. We have already exchanged about this. And so it's that what really matters to build bridges. And so why we come into the like a new field for the city, to university, because we want to provide this sustainably. And so it's that what we are focusing, that we are ready, that we have to become more strong. What it means that we have to be ready for different scenarios. So we need to have more, even in economy. Right now we have three big industrial parks in our city, which is like focused on different like manufacturing. So, and also one more important issue, it will be like logistics, because we have different train line in our country and in cities and countries, European Union. And so right now we are also working on changing this. So it will solve also a lot of problem. And so it's that what have already, we are like a city and country, which is not in EU, but we are like a candidate. So we have already working on standards to be ready to enter when it will be finished all bureaucracy.
Very interesting stuff and a lot in the pipeline. I would love to, okay, Aline,
I actually please, have yes. something else that's sure. in the pipeline that I'd really like to mention, because it's something that just started. It's like a trilateral project that Krakow, Lviv and Frankfurt are doing together, specifically addressing women and their business ideas. And it's open for application right now, where women from those three cities can apply and pitch their business ideas if they've already started or if they still have the idea and haven't put it into a business model yet, and where they can apply and then they will be supported in a network of experts from all these cities, which I think is actually a really great thing. I think it also brings closer the different cities that you're working with, regardless of where you are. And also one of the factors, and I remember that being one of the goals of the European Youth Capital too, is supporting young individuals to stay in, for example, Lviv, to actually create the future citizens of the city, and not just the present, but also maybe even as such as being part of the project, bringing individuals from Krakow and from Frankfurt to go to Lviv and to start their business there, because why not, you know? And if you have a bit of a network that you can go back to, I think that can really support young people staying or going to Lviv to support the local economics there too.
Another segment for Andre to translate would be literally, we can do better.
Das geht besser.
So apart from kicking the same old can down the road again, like Vladimir, go home to Moscow where you belong, what would it be? What we can do better on a local stage, getting closer together? What would be the one project where you would say, okay, that makes an awful lot of sense?
What I think would be interesting is, and we're working on enhancing like the economic exchange also proactively from our part of the city, is to see if we can bring together the IT branch from Lviv with young people starting up their IT businesses and fintech ideas here in Frankfurt. I think there's so much to gain from the insight that so many people have in Lviv already and entrepreneurs have in Lviv. I would like to actually bring forward a bit more in the next couple of years.
Adding up to this, Andre, do you have a lot of AI specialists around the area?
Right now we have more than, I suppose, 50,000 specialists who work in IT. So
right.
Some of them for sure works with artificial intelligence. And the biggest one, IT company from Ukraine, which is originally from Lviv, the headquarters here. So they also have office in Frankfurt. So it's a software company. And so we right now really focused on different, like Aline mentioned, also on fintech, also on defense tech for sure. And it's also a good way for collaboration in a tech, because we are, you know, that we are looking for future, and so in definitely will be future. And so it's a great issue for specialists, even so, you know, before scale innovation. So we had like a joke that our workers from City Hall move away from City Hall only one way when they are moving to IT, because like salaries in IT was in a few times bigger. And right now on this area, we have a lot of responsibility for like very important issues for us, for economy as well, because it's so really big importance for new jobs in the city. And so I also do believe in like exchanges, because all projects can be established by concrete people in concrete circumstances. And so we are right now very open for this. So we, and the main, our idea, you know, that to work not only Lviv like a city one, yes, we have collaboration with a lot of Ukrainian cities. And so a lot of from Kharkiv, from Kyiv, from Odessa, they are right now located in our city. And so the main also our idea is that more and more people stay in country, so they will be engaged in developments on different positions. So my personal story was I came to City Hall when I was student of Sutkers University. And so till that time, I stay in the City Hall in different positions. And so it's great. Maybe somebody will stay in the City Hall, somebody will be in companies, somebody will be in the government, but they have to collaborate. And so one of our next plans, so we'll launch the project 100 Innovation Ideas, and so which will unite students from Lviv and from universities abroad. And so we'll definitely will collaborate on it with our colleagues and with Eileen from and with the Frankfurt. So it will be great issue in order to have common work. When you have even some little common work, so it, you know, it will be the best what can be without, instead of different words.
What our listeners couldn't see, Andriy has a very camera-hungry cat that moved through the picture many times, which brings me obviously to our segment, which is...
Das würde mein Hund dazu sagen.
Literally... what my dog would say, and that refers, of course, to Neve, the intern of Eileen, her dog. She's not around today, but we got a cat instead. So
I think we should change the segment today to what would Lviv City Cat say?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Does it have a name, by the way?
So, you know, our mayor today is in business trip in Kyiv, so he have like a meeting with our ministers. And so I'm today acting mayor, and so our Lviv city cat, so he's like the main person, so I have to be together with him, so he has supervised my work, I supervise his work, and so he checking that, okay, with whom I'm talking, because the voice is very known for him, and so he wants to check is everything okay. Yeah, so he have already lived in our city hall for last more than 3 years, so he was homeless cat.
Wow, he's an expert.
Yeah, so right now he's expert in everything, because he each day meets with very important people, so he checking, and so he very famous also Instagram, so more followers than me. And
yeah, follow Lviv City Cat. Lviv City Cat, yeah.
So let's pretend he's able to speak human language, no matter which language. What would he say about city partnerships, and of course especially the city partnership between Lviv and Frankfurt?
Yes, I suppose that he have only good thoughts, that he, because when was the Eileen, the mayor, the big delegation, so he congratulate all delegation to say, okay, so it's good partnership. I suppose it was right choice to come to Frankfurt and to sign. So I'm waiting for guests from Germany in order to also have a bridge here.
We did get to meet the famous city cat. Yeah, he was there when I think our mayor wrote something in the Golden Buch,
the Golden Book. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's it called in Lviv, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's for like a very important guest who come in. It's like honorary book, yeah.
The honorary book, yeah. And as our mayor was signing the honorary book, Lviv City Cat was, the second mayor was walking around everywhere and greeting everyone. Wonderful. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Eileen, would Neve and the city cat in Lviv get along?
I think Neve gets a little curious around cats, let's say, but I think she would love Lviv City Cat. Maybe there'll be a day where I can come visit you with Neve and we can come say hi to the city cat.
Good idea.
Okay, let's close with a little vision, maybe about next steps, upcoming steps in this partnership, in this young partnership, because, of course, obviously Frankfurt, as we know, has 18 partnerships, but Lviv, of course, an extremely important one. Next steps. When will you guys see each other again?
I don't know. That's a great question. But I did say that if you do have any great events going on from the European Youth Capital, I would love to come back. And we just actually got an addition in our team, Julie, who joined me at our visit, who's now specifically the person in our team for international affairs that is responsible for Lviv. So she will be going to visit Lviv too. So I look forward to maybe seeing an event at the Youth Capital. And I know there's more like collaboration on the sports and youth level going on. I can't mention it yet, but that's a teaser. But yeah, André, I hope you come to visit us too.
Yeah, so it's a good idea because it's really, your city is really great. And so, you know, it's for us, it's not only like a financial capital of Germany and the Europe, but so it's a lot of that's like also great emotion, which we felt when we visited. It was first time for me because before I was only in some videos or some pictures, but not in real. And so it's really important to feel. And also we'll prepare some good ideas for collaboration this year. So we'll have a few big events during Youth Capital. It will be a science event. Science festival is so huge, and so it will be, I suppose, maybe one of the most influential in not only in Ukraine, but with good ideas. And so we will wait for you also with some also good some panels or some speeches. It will be very important for our youth in order to inspire them to show. And so it definitely will be this year. So we'll prepare something special.
Thank you so much, André. And thank you, heartfelt thanks, really, that you don't see Frankfurt only as a financial capital. This is precious to us, I think, because we're so much more, most definitely. And welcome anytime.
Everything started from people. And so we do appreciate it. And so really thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, André. Listeners, forgive us for speaking English here, but for obvious reasons. Aber wir haben die Chance, nochmal zurückzukommen, Eileen, ganz kurz zum Schluss, zum Wrap-up. Fantastisch. Also das ist eine tolle Partnerschaft, eine tolle neue Partnerschaft, die wirklich voller Spannung ist. Und irgendwie bleiben wir auch, Fax Me If You Can, in der Themenreihe so ein bisschen drin. Denn nächstes Mal geht es ums Europafest.
Genau.
Kleiner Cliffhanger?
Richtig. Also so wie jetzt. Viel von der Partnerschaft ist ja auch von zivilgesellschaftlichen Organisationen geprägt hier in Frankfurt. Da haben wir gar nicht so viel jetzt drüber gesprochen, das ist aber faktisch so. Und auch viel von dem, was hier in Europa passiert, ist neben den EU-Institutionen auch, was die Zivilgesellschaft macht. Und da geht es auch unter anderem drum beim Europafest, aber mehr dazu dann in der Episode mit meiner Kollegin Sonja Röhm.
Vielen Dank, Eileen. Vielen Dank, André, for being with us. All the best also for CityCat, of course.
Thank you, André. For your time and for your support and for always being so inspiring and upbeat and hopeful in these times. It's truly amazing.
Thanks. See you. We'll be keeping in touch.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Bis bald.
Tschüss. Vielen Dank. Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Das war Fax Me, if you can. Wir freuen uns über Likes, Abos, Feedback, Themen. Bei Instagram findet ihr uns hier, @dasdezernat5. Fax me if you can. Next stop in 2 Wochen.